This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's really go.
There is the familiar good day theme, which will encourage you to think about your day. It may be that your day is ahead of you, maybe your day is behind you, but we know that today is a day. How about that for profundity, right?
It's
today is a day. Yes,
sure
it is.
No fake news
one of those
here.
Days. Jennifer Horn, not yet anyway. We're just getting started. Jennifer Horn is here along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with some good news about this. Is it true that a diamond is a girl's best friend? Who would better know that than two ladies who have diamonds on, right?
If there is a big diamond around, we love to befriend it.
Yeah, really. For what reason, no one knows. However, here's a diamond company that has its hands on a jewel that is more rare than rare. I don't know how you do more rare than rare, but this is more rare than rare. A large hollow diamond. Inside this big hollow diamond is another diamond. The diamond has been dubbed the beating heart. There's enough room inside the cavity of this diamond to allow the smaller diamond to tumble around.
Ooh.
Wow. This has only happened once before, and the company says it's going to leave it uncut and unpolished to promote the natural splendor of the gemology.
Now we know what J-Lo's ring's going to look like with her next husband.
Cute. Uh-huh. The fellow that owns this company, international company, said, we examined for a long time trying to understand the nature of rough diamonds, and then we named it after we watched it for a while, the beating heart. What do you do when you watch? You just sit there and look? You glare at a diamond? What is this you're going to watch?
Well, watch, it's sparkling. What? Probably,
yeah.
Right? I mean, a lot
do
of
they?
People, I don't
are,
know. Well, they're unpolished,
like the rough,
maybe.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But a lot of people look at gems. You know, they sit there and they look at their splendor. Look at how many people have geodes and stuff in their house.
What's a
geode? Oh, they're so pretty.
Oh, I love a geode.
The rocks that have crystals inside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like crystals. They have crystals all over the place. Crystals in my studio. Crystals in my bedroom. Crystals downstairs. Yeah, crystals are good energy. So what's the difference between a crystal and a diamond, or is a diamond a form of a crystal?
Thousands and thousands of dollars. That's the difference.
Maybe that's true. Yes, okay. All right, Jennifer Horn in California. The story of a California man found guilty of murdering three teenage boys after he was accused of ramming into their vehicle with his car after they went around the neighborhood ringing doorbells. Hmm. Yeah, you saw this one? Riverside County judge convicted this fellow. Three counts of first-degree murder, three counts of attempted murder. The murder of these young men was a horrendous, senseless tragedy, said the DA.
I was with him this weekend, by the way, Mike Hestron.
Yeah, okay, what do you have to say about this? You talk about this thing?
I was doing a big event in the Inland Empire this weekend for.
Yeah.
And we had a law enforcement panel with the Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco and the DA Mike Hestron and the former LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And one of the problems unique to California, I think, or maybe not unique to California, is that because COVID was such a deal for California, they shut down the courts for a really long time. So a lot of the courts are backed up. They don't have enough judges. And some of the cases that they have are now reaching the statute of limitations, which means that there are a lot of criminals who are just going to walk because
away.
They can't get a judge to take the case. So that's one of the problems going on in California. The other is that there's such an effort to empty out the prisons. And we've talked about this before. There was a need for jail reform or prison reform
big
in
time.
Our country.
Yep.
I'm not trying to take away from that because I believe that that is true. But in an effort to achieve that, we now have a whole group of people who sit on the far left in this country who just want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and think that no one should be in prison because criminals are criminals because of a systemically racist country. And so they don't want to put in jail the people who ram their cars into people for long amounts of time. And so there's all kinds of bills being thrown around, including from the governor who wants to be president, that want to empty out the prisons. They want to take it pretty much every crime and make it a nonviolent crime so that they can let people out of jail for whatever reason under former statutes that have been passed through, including murderers who they want only to sit, no matter who or the circumstances, for 20 years in prison. So if you're a family who has someone stolen from them and murdered, think about that. The maximum.
No justice.
20
no
years?
Justice.
Come on.
That's awful, yeah.
Put them in jail, throw away the key. So that's another lightweight Republican, not Republican, but California story, not a lightweight. I'm going into my Republican mode because we have posted on our social media, Jennifer, at Facebook and Instagram, on the those platforms, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter has us on Good Day On Air. The question put forth, not sure exactly how you worded this, Jay, but my question is, why do Republican voters stay so loyal to Donald Trump? Jennifer will make
question.
A simplification. No, it isn't a dumb question.
It really is.
I don't think it is at all.
Well, I mean, yeah. for where I sit,
yeah.
It's because he was the best president of my lifetime, number one. Number two,
life.
Well, look, you can say no. I'm telling you what I believe.
No,
so if you're
ahead.
Asking
yeah,
what
yeah.
people believe, you can't discount them. I think he got the most done. I think people saw that. They may not like what he said, but now they realize that everything he said, that people coming after him at every turn is true. So if you want to have a better question, the better question would be, did the DA's charges in New York against Donald Trump make you want him to be president again? Because I think there were people in the Republican Party who were willing to look at other
choices. All right, let's take that out of the equation.
And now, I think everybody is on board. But you can't, because they
put
it in
the equation. No, everybody is not on board because of the E. Jean Carroll thing. A lot of Republican women are saying, what's the story here? Do we want to elect a rapist as our president? And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's been thrown against Trump. Well, he wasn't a rapist then. Oh, yes, he was.
Oh, yes, he was.
Well, was he a rapist? But does that make it right? When you throw back the... Okay, so Clinton, who was actually, even though he was a lech and a scum bucket when it came to that stuff, he was a good president. So maybe I should rethink my thinking, because I don't like Trump's attitude, but I do like a lot of the things that he's done. So I don't want him to be president. I didn't vote for Clinton, so this is not like I'm saying, oh, yeah, I voted for this guy. I don't vote for any of these people because I don't like them. And so there is a sign or no sign. I should say there's probably no sign. I was going to say there's a sign, but the sign is that there's no sign of easing primary voters. Republicans who vote in primaries show no signs of easing their support for the president. As I look at three or four of the polls that have been, again, people, we have a whole thing about polling in our country. There's four people that are up on this thing, on this poll, and there's not enough energy in the anti-Trumpers to keep him from being number one on the poll at this moment.
It's because a lot of the anti-Trumpers, after all of this stuff has come around, they've actually joined with him. So the people who may have been turned off by the tweets and the attitude have now come back with him. And I'll tell you, it is hard for anyone else to make money, to qualify for the debates in the Republican Party. And it's actually even a more fair process because Democrats don't have debates because they don't want Joe Biden to have to utter a word. And for the record, you should want to have a rock be president before Joe Biden again. He has taken this country in a very dangerous direction.
So
but
we have some
that being said, you're sucking all the energy out of the room, and you've got Republican candidates who have to have a certain amount of money from a certain number of donors that aren't able to get it because everybody's now saying, you know what, it probably will be Trump, and they're sending their money in his direction.
All right. So here's the conundrum here. Looking at all of the stuff, and you're right, there has been, it's just too much. There's too much now. It's piling on. It's pretty obvious what's going on the left side of the road when it comes to Trump. And so we talk about Biden and whether or not he ought to be president again. I don't think he should be. I don't think he should have been president in the first place. He was great. Vice President Obama, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so on Saturday night, it was it the correspondence dinner or the, what was the other?
Correspondence dinner.
All right, here's some of the finer moments from President Biden. Oh, I thought we were ready. James,
that's hysterical, and it was crickets.
Yeah, right.
Here's his best line, and then silence.
Right, that fits a bit, yeah. It fits pretty well. All right, well, maybe we haven't got the audio. I thought we did. At any rate, the Biden, I saw some of this, and, you know, some of the jokes were funny. Some of them were not funny. He does seem uncomfortable. He does seem ill at ease. He doesn't seem natural anymore. He doesn't seem to be at his best by any stretch of the
imagination. I'm just worried about the fact that he's a crook and he sold us out to China, and that the people around him who are helping him navigate, because age has taken its toll on Biden, are also crooks. You've had in the last week Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and Jake Sullivan, our National Security Advisor, all implicated in the fact that they were trying to bury the Hunter Biden story, that they were involved in advising Hunter Biden in all of this with China. So that makes me ask, if the Secretary of State is compromised, how in the world is he going to be our best representative against China? And they are our greatest threat. So if I'm a Democrat saying you don't like Trump, that's fine. What about Robert Kennedy? Why not look at him?
Yay!
We have to, like, put our thumb on the scale of everything and try to ace him out. Like, there has to be someone that can do better, that is cleaner than the Bidens at this point. It doesn't have to be Trump, but it's got to be somebody.
So then the Bidens will go back to do the na-na-na-na thing again. Well, Trump does all of this stuff all over the world. He's a crook, too. That does, what is it, two wrongs make a right now? No.
Every time they call Trump a convict of some kind, a criminal, a crook, they can never come up with the evidence. The evidence is here with Biden, and nobody wants to read it.
Well, because the news media is certainly, what's the word I'm looking for, compromised. Let's put it that way. And so you have to figure this stuff out on your own. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that people use to figure things out is because they're watching something or reading something that plays to the base. And that doesn't give you anything, you know, it doesn't give you any real information. It's 18 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener, lift those heavy salt bags for me.
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Lindsay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Question at gooddayshow.com on our, this is the Facebook page I'm looking at. Why do you think so many people give their attention to Donald Trump? Let's see here. Greg says because he gets clicks. But the real story is that the secure border term Biden, Secretary Mayorkas used allowed a deported Mexican into the country where he massacred several people in Texas. That was this weekend, too, wasn't it? Wasn't there a big massacre in Texas this weekend?
Yep.
There are so many examples, by the way. Greg brings up one of them that's more recent. But we all know that this is an Achilles heel for Biden, but for Democrats in general, if we have to make this political, who seem to have no common sense, or maybe it's I'm being kind, maybe it's all about elections and getting voters in here and having, you know, there are some people who are properly motivated. I've talked to people who say, well, we're the richest country in the world, we should help these people out because they have nothing. There's an argument to be made there, but at what expense?
Organized. Don't just let people walk into the country.
Yeah,
you have to have,
right.
Let's have a
system. Thank you. Kerry says, if you say it long enough and louder than any other noise, enough folks will believe it regardless of whether it's true or not. That's true. No matter. That's right. It's like I say this advisedly, like advertising. You know, it's repetition. What do they say, Jennifer, in the business? Frequency and repetition. So frequency run a spot a lot and people will hear it and say, oh, yeah, that must be true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why advertising works. Jeff Talton says people love to polarize Trump. Is that it? Polarizing? He's polarizing. He is polarizing.
Yeah.
That he is.
Polarize things in general.
Yeah.
Well, look at how even with a lot of news articles where he is part of the subject line, but he's really has minimal to do with the article, with the topic of the article itself. Or they're talking about somebody and that person's identifier is whether they support or oppose Trump. And again, he has absolutely nothing to do with the main story.
Mm-hmm. You can have a crime, right? And it's always a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump. I mean,
right, the guy who commits the crime. Yeah, right. It's ridiculous. It's silly. There have been some comments over the weekend that have followed our what we do on Fridays and over the weekend, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The ladies are with me for an hour with the Talk Radio Review. And so we have asked, as I think we do often, what is the major distraction when you look at this list from Talkers Magazine, and then you think to yourself, okay, what about this? Do I have a story that's better than anything there, or are they out of line? Like, oftentimes when I look at this list, I think, okay, well, what's the most important thing on here? And I think for me, the number one thing is the debt ceiling, the debt, you know, and when we went through these a little while ago, Jennifer, before you got here, and I said, Tucker exiting Fox, not likely to be number one, or maybe not even on the list next week, because it's one of those things that comes and goes quickly. So anyway, Andy Brinkley says, the top distraction this past week, what about inflation, cost of living? It's killing my wages. And I think that's what most Americans, it's what, you know, go back to Bill Clinton, or what's his face that crafted his campaign. What's that guy's name? I can see him. Remember? He was married to the Republican. He's a Democrat and she was a Republican's wife.
It's driving me nuts.
I know, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Jim Carville.
There you go. Carville. Right. I was like, Crow Cuck.
Right. Carville said it's the economy, stupid.
Yep.
And he forevermore has crystallized what it really is. It is the economy.
And look at how successful it was when Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich worked together, Republicans and Democrats on the same page. Last time, you know?
Here's Yvonne who says this. People are so funny. I enjoy listening to Doug's morning program to get the liberal opinions without the far left crazy. Thank you, Doug, for not being too far left. Doug is about as left as my big toenail on my right foot. It's just amazing how people, they just hear one thing and you're categorized. If you're not pro-Trump, then you must be a leftist, mm-hmm. right? All right. 28 past the hour.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. It sounds so easy. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. This is just healthy weight loss. So it's the collagen protein, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not only are you going to look better, but you feel good with this product too.
What's the way that people can get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is rejecting the Biden administration's demand for a clean debt ceiling hike.
The only way you solve problems is you negotiate. And I'm looking forward to the president changing his mind and negotiating with us.
During a news briefing in Israel, McCarthy said he hopes President Biden will soon change his mind. In the meantime, Biden has now invited congressional leaders to hold talks on the debt ceiling on May 9th. Mortgage fees are rising with high credit scores and falling for people with lower scores. The White House says the goal is to create more affordable housing and help borrowers with lower scores get into a home. Critics say it penalizes people who worked hard to get good credit and rewards bad behavior. The new rules apply to loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
About 34 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Amazing! It's one of the words. What else, ladies? Jen Horn is here. Jay Kirshner. What do we use for
magnificent and lightning?
Adverbs. Magnificent and lightning.
Nice.
Okay, Jennifer, your turn.
Okay. Oh, thought-provoking. fabulous.
What the heck's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me?
What's the matter with you? What is the matter
There's,
with
if
you?
If you have an hour, I could fill that.
That's it? Really?
Have a seat.
I think I've been your therapist. You know what? Over the years, you and I have acted as great therapists for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Realize that? I've helped you through so many problems in your life. It's almost uncountable.
It's uncountable.
Uncountable it is. Yes, it is. All right, so I'm getting this is an interesting combination of comments here that I wanted to go back to, because not just in social media time, because when we're talking about things that matter, The trending stuff is kind of, it filters and then goes through the sieve. And so somebody just sent me a note about Balance 7 and whether they could give it to their children. Now, I would say, I don't know the answer to that. Jennifer, you probably do. I would think hopefully the children wouldn't have upset stomachs and alkaline and acidity problems when they're young. But I do know that children like to have things that taste good. And I was the one thing about Balance 7 is it doesn't taste quite that good.
Only if your body's out of line. It tastes like nothing if your body's actually lined up. So it all depends.
Really? That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. My body must be really out of line.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that it has gotten better for me because the more I take it, the more it's like the taste is nothing. It's just like water. But I always say check with your doctor because I'm not one. But I do know that everything.
I play one on the radio from time to time.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, you check with your doctor if it's okay for your kid. But I do know that everything inside of Balance 7 is all natural. There's no caffeine, no sugar.
Right, no.
None of that stuff.
Well, it's for people who drink too much coffee like you.
I know.
In fact, or drink too much alcohol. I don't know if anybody here has that problem, but making your body acidic is what happens after you drink a lot of coffee. So what we're talking about, Balance 7, is something that is very good for all. So I just mentioned that because it was a good question from somebody. If you're interested in Balance 7 and sort of modifying the acidic nature of your stomach, remember what Dr. Jack Caldwell, where did that come from? Isn't that
Stockwell?
Stockwell isn't Caldwell in Catchers in the Rye? Why do I remember that? And Taylor Caldwell, yes, right
from college.
How about that for a memory? Anyway, it has nothing to do with anything except my memory. Balance 7, just for the heck of it, I send it your way. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you get $15 off your order. You can mention Jen's name too. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Free shipping. You have nothing to lose because you have a money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Thank you, sir, for your question. That was a good one. Speaking of children, here's the story of a 12-year-old who's been praised for helping save his mother's life after she had a stroke, and she was doing the dishes.
Wow.
48-year-old woman.
Young.
The 12-year-old son. Youngster was awarded the Methodist Medical Center's Community Health Hero Award following his ability to recognize the symptoms of his mother's stroke and saved her life. This happened a couple of months ago, and he's recognized over the weekend by this organization. She said that her symptoms began when she experienced trouble moving her right side and her face drooped. Yep, that's the first sign. Her son asked her what was wrong. She didn't respond. He used the phone to call his grandmother and 911. And so he said he was folding laundry. My mother fell when she was trying to put up a dish. She went to her knees. And he was scared, as you can imagine, right? Nervous for a 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is
amazing.
What a hero to be able to do something like that. But it also goes to show that when you have children that you may think might be even too young to really help, like a 12-year-old or even a 10-year-old, still teach them about a lot of this.
Yep.
Take them to classes for, what is it, CPR and the Heimlich maneuver. And with the stroke, the acronym FAST, look for facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulties. And act fast. Like the time is everything. Timing
time
is better
is
to call
essence.
Someone for help than not. You know, it's funny you brought this story up, and not haha, but ironic. My co-host who lives in Dallas was friends.
Jennifer also does KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. The Answer, yes, gal. Your co-host is
on my morning show in LA. Yes,
Don DeLucian. What's his name?
Don Brad Stinchfield.
Oh, excuse me.
Don Dix has passed away, but thanks for that.
Sorry.
Very sad.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Great guy. Now, anyway, so Grant tells me the story about this friend of his just a couple months ago, same kind of thing, where this woman, young woman in great shape, walks outside, and it's all captured on the Ring doorbell, by the way, because, you know, everybody's got those cameras.
Yeah, cameras
she
everywhere.
Walks outside for something like the mail or something and just falls and has a stroke. and she can't get up, and her kid is only like 4 or 5 years old, tiny, tiny kid. And that kid called 911, picked it up, called 911, and she can hear him on the phone say, on the Ring doorbell now that she's been able to watch back, saying that my mommy fell down, my mommy can't talk to me, please come, my mom, you know. They right. were there, they saved her, and she's had a full recovery for the most part. And
good.
She got to see all of that on the Ring doorbell and hear her little boy do
really
these
amazing.
Heroic things. It's crazy. Even the fire department, I think, in whatever town they live in Texas, honored this little kid for being so smart.
What a sweetness. There's a sweetness in the air when you hear stories like that. All right, back to some of the more mundane things that are affecting us, and I use social media again as sort of a parameter for some of the discussions, and because there are so many more comments now, I spend a little bit more time other than just the 23, we call it the 23 segment, 20. When I say it's 23 past the hour, often, most of the time, if not all the time, we get into social media things that are trending, and people's response to things. So we asked the question about attention being paid to Donald Trump, and here's a fellow named John whose response was, when I read some of these Facebook comments about why people are getting into the Trump zone, he goes on to talk about Trump. I mean, it's a typical, and I don't want to marginalize some of the other comments that he made, but the fact that when people, one of the comments came in about the military weapons and murders, and, you know, does that happen because of political leadership? He referred to some of the comments as vapid stupidity, blaming it on Obama and Hillary. Now, this person is obviously from the left. And the reason that I'm actually going here is because am I oversensitive to this, Jay and Jen, when somebody says Doug is to the left, both of you know me and people who have been listening for a long time. How do you get that out of what I say? Just because I'm not a pro-Trumper, am I...
Do you want truth, or do you want the nice answer?
No, I want you... Why do we have to have a nice...
Well, because I know you, and I know how you think, and I think that you aren't on the right or the left. I think that you are an anarchist, mostly, and that you don't like the people that are in the government.
Thank you.
So that's true, but...
That's a badge of the courage, yes.
I'm not here all that often, but when I am here, a lot of the things that you say do sound very liberal.
Well, because I'm not pro-Trump.
No,
I'm not.
If
I were liberal,
say.
I'd be a Biden fan, and I'm more critical of Biden than I am of Trump.
I've heard a lot of Biden's a good guy, Biden.
Well,
that kind of stuff.
Biden doesn't come across as stridently, maybe in public,
but
as Trump does. Okay.
I mean,
Trump's a crook. They're all crooks. That's
okay,
why
see, now you're playing the game. You're saying he's a crook. I'm
Well,
you
said before that you, when I said something about Biden, you said, well, Trump, when I said something about Trump, you said something about Biden. So it's the counter thing, and we're
right.
both canceling each other out that way,
but
and we ought not to be, because we both kind of...
operate in facts, right? So name me a crime that Donald Trump has been convicted of or committed. And
that's
give me
it.
The evidence, and let's go. Because right now we get a lot of conjecture, right? We get a lot of accusations. I can tell you that there is a lot of evidence that is thrown up and available that I could go through and show you that indicates that the Biden family made money from our top adversary on the planet. Now, I can't tell you that that's impacted the way that Biden has governed, but I would tell you that that is considered to be treason
well,
if he
I
has
will
changed
tell you
his behavior.
With regard to that, that we went down, and Fauci's all over the place with some interview he did with the New York Times. So I'm going to tell you that the attitude that those people have had toward the virus has been nothing short of criminal, whether it's the Bidens, whether it's the people that are in power, whether it's Fauci. The obvious, it is so obvious where that started, where it came from, why it was distributed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is criminal in and of itself. Now, why didn't Trump do more about it? Why didn't somebody else do more about it? Why do we continue to, as an American, as people buying things, why do we support the Chinese government with the things that are in the Dollar General store or the Tractor Supply store or the Walmart store? Because it's cheap, you buy it. It's anti-American to buy stuff from China. That's the way I look at it.
And one thing that I think a lot of people will say is that we need to do a better job here at home making things that are affordable and good made in America products. But you actually have a lot in common with Trump, because when Trump came out early on and said, this is the China virus, this virus came from China, people jumped all over him. They called him a racist. They called him a xenophobe. They discounted him. The same thing happened to you for simply calling it that. You lost mm-hmm. business on your radio program because yep. you were calling it that. So in some ways, you might understand the plight of Donald Trump, because he said something, you've said something, and you both had to pay the cost. Now, mm-hmm. you know, did they discount him, and did that prohibit him from doing more when that virus came out? Probably, because all right, popular okay. opinion so, will believe the mainstream media that this was from a wet lab.
Look at the
market.
Here's a better thing. Go to... I think this is in the Wall Street Journal or Business Insider where I saw this. I just cut it out and I brought it into the studio. Inflation numbers, because this is where it hits us right at home. The pocketbook is where all of this other stuff is nonsense. This is the real McCoy. So when Biden took office in January of 2021, the inflation rate was 1.4%. Fast forward to April. The numbers are not as high as they were. At one point in time, inflation last year was 8.5%. It's down now to 6.8%, but it still is not where it wants to be or needs to be. So is this because of all of the spending? Was it because Biden spent so much money during COVID? Was so much money spent during Trump's era? You can look at the numbers and you try to figure out what the significance is, and maybe it doesn't make any difference, but the fact is, and this is one of the facts that's indisputable, the war in Ukraine and the COVID stuff and the money that we've put into Ukraine, the money we gave to businesses to stay alive, that has affected us. And so we're going to point our finger at somebody and probably change things the next time around because of that reality. 48 past the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
About 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The reality of what's going on in your home, with your home. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is normally here, but the last couple of weeks, last week he couldn't speak. His mother has been in a bad way, so when he's not here, I always find more farm, food, and family information. I'm especially focused today on springtime problems, and the problems are built around ticks and mice and ants, all of which I have plenty of in my house right now.
I was going to say, all of which want to come inside.
Yeah, let's, well, it's, you know, you got to get away from the rain and stuff. So here's the first item for tick bites. If you have any strange reactions to food products that you haven't normally had, it could be because you're developing an allergy to a certain type of a sugar, and the creature most likely to be to blame is a Lone Star tick. There are four or five different types of ticks, wood ticks, deer ticks, these creatures that we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. And because these things can be as, and they're just little, I mean, you wonder how much, why it is this stuff. I ask God all the time why it is that these things are created, because they don't seem to have any really good reason for being. So anyway, these ticks are present in most areas of our country. They are less common up north, but they are around, and not a lot of them out west. But cows and deer, lamb is a real problem. When you see, this is the season, May is the season when lambs are sheared, or shorn, some people use that term. They cut the wool off of them. And it's amazing to see when you take that wool off how many ticks there are on the skin of the lamb. I mean, most of them get cut in half by the device that cuts the hair. Mm-hmm. But still, seeing them, and then they have to do something to get all the ticks, what's left of them, out of the wool. So that's a problem. as well. But I use that as an example of how prominent they are. So this sugar that's in this kind of a tick, it's called alpha-gal. It's something that leaches into pork and beef and lamb and venison because those animals get these bites. And so if you eat this stuff, you could develop diarrhea, a rash. You could have shortness of breath, low blood pressure, swelling of the lips, your throat, your tongue. Good God.
Yeah, and it's not just one of those things of all of a sudden you feel like you have a food intolerance to something you used to be able to consume. This is a full-blown allergic reaction that can send you to the hospital.
Yep. All right, so anyway, ants, I had the mouse trap out and got a mouse. I went downstairs, and then I found some ants crawling around, and, yeah, I guess, welcome to the good weather. Now, the counter that to that is something that I would like to talk about here and perhaps on the regular Good Day program as well. The United States government is trying to limit the ability of you and perhaps your business or the government to control rats. The Environmental Protection Agency, listen to this, is seeking to drastically curtail how we manage rodent population. It's part of a broader effort to consider any adverse effects on wildlife and habitats. So, reading between the lines here, if you use pesticides, you could become a criminal because under some revised new information from the EPA, rats are going to join the endangered species list.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. But didn't we just talk about a story of somebody was hired to be the rat czar in New York?
Like
their primary job.
So the federal government is going after the state and the city because the EPAers don't like the way they're getting rid of the rats. It's cruel and abusive to get rid of rats, according to the EPA under this administration. So if for no other reason you want to vote against who's there now, this is, by the way, a big problem on America's farms. That's why it comes up in the Food, Farm, and Family Department, because we're taking into account the lessons of the plague. Remember the bubonic plague? There are at least a dozen plagues over the written history of mankind that have been caused by rats. And the rodent control methods that we need to have to keep restaurants and schools and assisted living facilities and subways and parks free of rats, these morons are up to it again. I've got to talk more about this in the next hour. This is outrageous. Hard to believe, but yet true. All right, speaking of the truth, truth is we're out of time. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.